Geopolitical shifts are pushing developing nations to seek new alliances. Sudan, despite years of civil conflict, has prioritized a look east policy, aligning itself with Iran, Russia, and China. Since the 2019 ousting of President Omar al-Bashir, the country has faced ongoing political instability. The struggle between the army and the militias has influenced Khartoum's foreign policy, leading to a shift away from Western and Arab influences. One key outcome of this shift is the revival of Sudan-Iran relations after years of diplomatic chill. Over a year after normalizing ties, Sudanese Foreign Minister Ali Yusuf visited Tehran on February 17th, signing agreements on visa waivers and establishing a joint political committee. Analysts suggest that Sudan is rebalancing its regional position by strengthening ties with Iran, which could help it achieve greater geopolitical stability. After al-Bashir's fall, Sudan became a battleground for regional rivalries, with Saudi-backed factions clashing with UAE-supported forces. Sudan have even joined the Saudi-led war in Yemen, but shifting domestic and regional conditions have driven Khartoum to seek closer ties with Tehran, Moscow, and Beijing. A significant indicator of this strategy is Sudan's recent deal with Russia to establish a naval base on the Red Sea. Strengthening ties with Iran allows Sudan to reduce dependence on Persian Gulf nations and increase its diplomatic flexibility. Western regional pressures after Sudan's military coup and domestic unrest have also played a role in this shift. Facing economic and political challenges, Sudan aims to diversify its alliances, reducing its reliance on a few countries. Renewed relations with Iran, Russia, and China provide Khartoum with a more independent regional stance while counterbalancing Western Arab and Israeli support for the Rapid Support Forces RSF rebels. Similar to other African nations expelling Western forces in favor of Russian and Chinese partnerships, Sudan sees Western influence as destabilizing and is now embracing an eastward-oriented approach. Sanctions and reduced financial aid from Saudi Arabia and the UAE have also pushed Sudan to seek alternative partners. Iran, despite enduring sanctions, has made advancements in technology, energy, agriculture, and pharmaceuticals, fields where Sudan needs support. Closer ties with Tehran could provide Sudan with essential resources and leverage over Persian Gulf states for better economic and political concessions. Additionally, Iran's military experience and advanced drone technology make it a valuable ally for Sudan, especially as the country faces security challenges. Iran, like Sudan, seeks strategic benefits from their renewed ties. Sudan's coastline along the Red Sea and the Horn of Africa places it at the center of geopolitical competition. Strengthening ties with Sudan allow Iran to enhance its influence in the critical trade and energy corridor. This is particularly relevant as the Yemeni Ansarullah movement escalates its fight against Western and Israeli interests in the Red Sea. Sudan's decision to halt normalization with Israel and distance itself from Persian Gulf monarchies further aligns it with Iran and the resistance axis. This could position Sudan as a key base for anti-Israeli groups in the Horn of Africa. Iran also aims to expand its military and security partnerships in regions that impact global power dynamics. Sudan's long-standing military and intelligence cooperation with key regional players makes it a valuable partner. Expanding economic ties, particularly in energy, infrastructure, and agriculture, presents Iran with new opportunities. Sudan could also serve as a gateway for Tehran to strengthen its footprint in Africa. By deepening relations, both countries stand to benefit strategically, economically, and militarily, marking a significant shift in regional alliances.